going on, everybody? You know who it is. Let me introduce myself. Yeah. March the 29th, 2024. The year is moving pretty fast. A lot of things already been happening around this world. Doesn't make no sense if you think about it. You know, about to have this eclipse coming April the 8th. About to be 3 days of darkness. That's what they say. You know me, I want to wait and see if that's what's really going to happen. That'll be interesting, though. 3 days of darkness, full darkness. Can't wait to see this outcome. But enough about that. I was sitting here thinking like I always do, thinking out loud to myself, and I just started thinking like, you know, I need to have more self-love. You know what I'm saying? You know, love yourself. But I'd rather say self-love. You know what I'm saying? Because, of course, self means you. And then love. You know what I'm saying? I believe a lot of us don't practice self-love, you know? And if you don't have no self-love for yourself, how you gonna love somebody else? How you gonna treat that person with, you know, love and respect if you don't have self-love for yourself? You know what I mean? You know, people that don't have self-love for themselves, always bitter, always complaining, don't want to see nobody else happy. You know what I'm saying? Because they're not happy. They ain't got no love for themselves. So they want to make other people feel bad. You know what I'm saying? Misery loves company. Remember that. You know? So you got to have a strong, solid self-love about yourself so nobody can take that away from you. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people will try to, especially if you're walking and living on this world now as we speak, trying to be a good person. You know what I'm saying? You know? But just remember, you got to have self-love for yourself. You know what I mean? You know? The energy has to come out of you. And it has to be spread it out amongst your loved ones. The same way you feel about yourself, you got to push that same energy out to your loved ones. You know what I'm saying? You got to love yourself, people. I can keep saying that. I can say that until, you know what I'm saying, I'm blue, black and blue in the face. You know what I'm saying? You got to have self-love for yourself so you can love others. You know what I mean? I got a little something here. You speak your mind. When you can tell others what you think, you know what I'm saying? You practice self-care. Okay. Self-care is important to de-stress and manage the negativity around you. You hear that? You got to learn how to practice self-care. You know what I'm saying? And self-care is for yourself. Self-care is important to de-stress and manage the negativity around you. I had to say that again so you can understand the importance of practicing self-care for yourself. Ain't no doctor, no nurse, no psychologist. You know what I mean? You got to practice self-care for yourself, you know? Because the only person that knows yourself better than you is you. That part. Learn how to do it for yourself. If you care about yourself, it helps to de-stress, okay? Got another one here. You set boundaries. Boundaries, huh? You got to learn how to set boundaries. If you love yourself, you know where to draw the line between what serves you and what does not. God damn it. Boundary lines, huh? For that self-love, right? A lot of people don't know how to set them lines for themselves. You know what I'm saying? You know? If you learn how to do that, it'll help you out in the long run. You got to know your boundaries, you know what I'm saying? To maintain your self-love. Your health matters. Okay, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Your health matters. Eating right, exercising, living a healthy lifestyle, and taking care of your body are all signs that you know you matter. God damn it, I got to read that one again. Self-love, man. Your health matters. Eating right, exercising, living a healthy lifestyle, and taking care of your body are all signs that you know you matter. Self-love, okay? We got to maintain that. You know what I'm saying? Maintain a healthy lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? That makes you feel good. You know what I mean? If you're healthy and strong, your self-love is strong. You know what I mean? You know? Exercise it, people. Now check this one out. You do not sway easily. Okay. You do not sway easily. People who lack self-love often let the ideas or opinions of others shape their beliefs about the world around them, or worse, about themselves. Damn, that's a cold one right there. You do not sway easily, huh? That's a cold one right there. I might have to read that one again. Yeah, I'm going to do it. You do not sway easily. People who lack self-love often let the ideas or opinions of others shape their beliefs about the world around them, or worse, about themselves. God damn it. This stuff getting deep, people. It's getting real deep. Don't sway easily now. You know what I mean? Self-love got to be strong. You know what I mean? Can't let nobody else control. You know what I'm saying? You know? You got to have self-love for yourself, and that gives you confidence, people. Okay? You care about your future? Huh? Let's get into it. You care about your future. If you can see that what you do today will matter tomorrow. Tuh. I mean, I really don't got to say nothing else on that, people. Self-love. Do you care about your future? Do you care about what you do will matter the next day or your lifetime in your life? You know what I mean? Do you care about your future? That's self-love right there. If you can see that what you do today will matter tomorrow. You know what I mean? Self-love. You invest in yourself? Ah. Okay. I'm gonna close it out with that one. Do you invest in yourself? If you can value who you are today, will reflect on what you put into yourself, don't hold back on investing in yourself. God damn it. That's the one you're looking at in the mirror. That's that self-love. Investing in yourself. You know what I mean? You got to invest in yourself, people. That's going to make your self-love grow within yourself. You know what I mean? It's all about self-love. Loving yourself. Investing in yourself. Being healthy. Having a healthy lifestyle. Knowing your boundaries. You know what I mean? Self-care. Learn how to de-stress and manage the negativity around you. You know what I'm saying? Self-love, people. All right, now, I'm out.